Now, Rav Nosson Zal gives us another incredible chiddush on this topic. Paragraph Yud Zayin. V'ze b'chinas v'ze ma'ise ha'menorah miksha zohov ad yirecho ad pircho miksha hi. This is how you make the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash or in the Mishkan. It's got to be one solid piece of gold. The entire menorah had to be made from one physical piece of gold. No two parts glued together or welded together, none of that. Upirish Rashi, Shetzricha lihiyos nasis me'esha esechot, that it had to be made from one physical piece of gold, and it, which was shaped and carved and everything to form the menorah, which is an incredible, incredible piece of work. Hainu, what does this teach us? She'ikra mitzvahs ma'isa ha'menorah hu g'day lahoyer oyer ho'emes. We learned earlier that the main thing that the menorah and Chanukah was all about was to shine this light of emes in the world. K'day legalois she'kol ha'pa'ulois mishtanois nimshoch ha'miyechad ha'poshitz world. And what is this truth that we're trying to bring into the world? We're trying to show the whole world that all the different things, all the pa'ulois mishtanois, all come from one. Valse merames mashetziv olasoiso miksho mechatich achas daika. This is, now we can understand why Hashem made the gave instructions that the menorah should be carved out from one piece. A person would say, wow, Hashem is really a meanie. Why make things so complicated? So who does something as crazy as that? You're making something that's so artistic and everything. What's the big deal? Take a few pieces of gold and weld it together. It'll look perfect. It can make it perfect. Why did it have to come from one physical piece? Because this is what the menorah was conveying. Any Jew who looked at the menorah, or any Jew, when the Kohen Gadol lit the menorah on behalf of Klal Yisrael, the menorah was beaming out this message. It was broadcasting this message that there's a one, there's a Hashem Echad, whom all the difference, all the flowers and all the designs, you look at the menorah, every single inch of the menorah is different from the inch next to it. Here there's a flower, here there's a this, here there's a that, it's all different, different, different. It's all part of Achdus HaPoshut. L'hoiroiz shekol ha-givim v'ha-kaftoirim v'ha-prochim v'ha-tziurim shehoyu b'shiv ha-knei ha-menorah, that all the different designs, the buttons and the flowers and the artwork and the cups that were on these seven rungs of the menorah, why seven? Shein b'china shiv yamei bereishis, corresponding to the 7 days of creation when all of these pe'ulos mishtanos were made. Shehem shoresh kol ha'pe'ulos mishtanos nivru b'hem ayidei shleimus ha'dibur. That's the foundation, the root of all of these different things that were created in these 7 days through shleimus ha'dibur, through perfection of dibur. Shenishlam ayidei ha'emes kanal. And we said the perfection of dibur is when it has the full light of emes shining on it. Kol ze nimshach me'echud ha'poshit yisborach. All of it originates from one. From one Hashem, bebechinas, as the pasuk says there, ad yerecho ad pircho mikshahi. From top to bottom, every single detail of the menorah was one. Miksha means one solid piece. Ki hakol nase me'esh esechod. It was all made from one glob of gold. Ki kol hashinuyim nimshocha mi'echod aposhitz borach shmoi v'yisal anetzar. Teaching us, broadcasting this message, that all the different things that you see in this world, all the, it's all coming from the simple oneness of Hashem. Paragraph Yudches. L'zeh b'chinas ma she'isa b'kavonois. Based on this, we'll also be able to understand what's written in the writings of the Arizal, b'kavonos she'b'chanukah, where he describes Chanukah. She'mesaknim ha'hoid. That on the holiday of Chanukah, we are involved in making a tikkun for the sphere of Hoyd. V'oz mesaknim b'chinas v'teka kaf yerech Yaakov b'heyofko imoy sar shel Esav. And that's when we're fixing, we're correcting the defect that was caused when the angel wrestled with Yaakov Avinu, and he caused his thigh to go out of place. The thigh is hoid. The two legs are netzach and hoid. As the pasuk says there, vateka kafyerech Yaakov, that the thigh of Yaakov Avinu got moved out of, got dislocated. Hu bechinas pegam tamche oiraisa. What that represents is that there was damage inflicted on the supporters of Torah. Who are the legs? The legs are the supporters. Kemuva bezoyar, as is brought in the Zohar Kodesh, shenoga betamche oiraisa, that the angel of Esav was able to cause damage to the supporters of Torah. Shehem bechinas raglin, who are called the feet. Shezeh bechinas pegam ha-halochas. This also represents a pegam in the laws. Halocha, milashen halicha, what you walk with. Shehem bechinas toida, which corresponds to the korban toida, kemuva b'ha-toirah hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in the beginning of that chapter on Likutim Ran. Rabbeinu Zal shows the connection between toida and halacha and the feet, that all three of those go together. And that's what the angel of Esav wanted to harm. He wanted to harm the ability of the Yidden to thank Hashem in all circumstances. He wanted to harm the halacha, the clarity of halacha, and the supporters of Torah. Ubechanaka mamshichim bechinas toido halacha. Whereas on Chanukah, we draw upon ourselves the tikkun, the correction of this. We draw upon ourselves the beauty of toida, halacha, shein b'chinas tikkun oraglam, which is the tikkun for the feet, b'chinas tikkun tamche oraisa, the tikkun for the supporters of Torah. Shal yodom noilodin ha-halachas, through who are the ones who generate these halachas. Kama shekos v'sham, as Rabbeinu Zal shows over there. And this is why it says over there by Yaakov Avinu, Vayizrach loy Hashemesh, the sun shone for Yaakov Avinu, Larapois es tzalosoi, to cure him from his limping. As the Gemara points out, Ki tikun horaglin, because the tikun for the legs, Shehu bechinas refuos tzalosoi, which is the cure, the healing of Yaakov Avinu's limp, bechinas tikun ha-toira, which is the tikun for the Torah, bechinas tikun ha-toira, ki oiraisa ze bechinas tikun pegima salavona, because this is also this tikun for the legs. This bechina, I'm just not sure if that word is bechinas tikun hatoida. We'll check it maybe in one of the other printings of the Kutei Halachos, whether it's the word toida or toira. Toira. Okay. Let's continue. The tikun of the raglin, which is curing him from his limb. Bechinas tikun ha-toira is also a tikun for the Torah. Why? Ki oraiso ze bechinas tikun pegimas halavo. There might be some words missing here. We'll see. Ze bechinas tikun pegimas halavona. This is tied into a tikun for the defectiveness of the moon. Bechinas vahoya oir halavona koir hachama, which we're told that when the moon will get its tikun, then the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun. Now, as Rabbeinu Zal writes over there in that chapter on the Likutei Moran, Yemei Chanukah, that this whole halacha is based on. And this is why the Torah says that the sun shone for Yaakov Avinu. Afilu beis shoya zman laila, even when it was a time of night, of darkness, She'oz meira halavona, which is when the moon usually shines, ki'oz nisare chayoim. Hashem made a miracle at that time that the day went longer than it usually does. K'mo Shem Rabbi saying this, I like the Gemara says, ki zocho lahamshich oir shelo osid, because Yaakov Avinu was zeicher to draw that light to the future, sheyiskayim, when it will be fulfilled, v'hoyo oir halavono koir hachama, that the light of the moon will be like the light of the sun. It's brought that Yaakov Avinu's face is the face in the moon. So Yaakov Avinu represents the moon in a sense, and yet we see here that the sun shone for him, meaning that he was able to draw, he was able to receive some of that light of the future to be able to bring about this refuah, this tikkun. Paragraph Yutes. V'al kei mesayemes ha-toyro parshas ha-nesiyim, shu parshas chanukas ha-mizbeach, beposuk uvevoi Moshe el oyel moed ledaber itoy, vayishma sakoyel midaber elov. The chapter of the Nesim, which is what we read on Chanukah, the different sacrifices that the 12 leaders of the tribes brought on the first 12 days of the initiation ceremony of the Mishkan, it concludes by saying that when Moshe Rabbeinu would come to the Oyel Moed to speak with Hashem, he would hear the voice of Hashem speaking to him from between the two kruvim. Ki zeh ha-posuk hu kosuv ha-shlishi ha-machriya ben shnei ksuvim ha-makhishin zeh zeh. Because this posuk is actually a posuk that resolves a conflict. As we'll see, Kama Shapirosh Rashi Sham, as Rashi HaKodesh points out over there. Rashi HaKodesh tells us there that there are two psukim which seem to be contradicting each other. And now this pasuk comes in and resolves the conflict. It clarifies the whole thing. Vehi mido ho'achroina mishloish esrei mido shatora dreshes ben. We know that this concept of a third pasuk which resolves a conflict between two other psukim that seem to be in conflict, this is actually the 13th formula of the 13 formulas by which we use to interpret the Torah. Ki shloish esrei midos heim b'chinas shloish esrei midos shel rachmim. Because the 13 formulas that we use to interpret the Torah correspond to Hashem's 13 attributes of kindness, shemishom ikra hayeshua mikol atzoros, which is the source of the solution, the salvation for all of our problems. Whenever a Jew has any serious problems, if they can tap into the 13 attributes of kindness of Hashem, that can solve anything. Veshom ikra hatoyde vahoydo, and that's the main place for thanksgiving and praise of Hashem, when Hashem turns on that incredible kindness coming from those 13 attributes. Which, by the way, again, the word echod is bigematria 13. That word echod we mentioned before, which is bigematria ahava, is bigematria 13. V'alkein mesaimim hashloish esrei midos b'mida zois shel shnei ksuvim shel zeh. And this is why the conclusion, the climax of these 13 formulas that are used to interpret the Torah, what's the climax? That you see these two psukim that seem to be different from each other, they seem to be contradicting each other, they seem to be in conflict. Here comes pasuk number 3, which will show that it's all beseder, it's all one. Ki ze ikar hatikin shel shloish esrei midos haTorah, because this is the main tikkun of these 13 formulas, shem b'chinas halachos, which are interpreting the Torah, which is the book of halachos. Shem b'chinas shloish esrei midos shel rachmim, and these 13 formulas correspond to the 13 attributes of kindness, shem b'chinas toida, which are the whole concept of when do we thank? We thank when somebody showed us kindness. So here again, we're seeing the toida and halacha come together. The halacha is the conclusion of Torah. The toida is the conclusion of tefillah. When a person davens for something, how do you complete your tefillah? By saying, Hashem, thank you for everything you've done for me in the past. Thank you for hearing me out. And I'm sure, I'm confident that just like you always helped me in the past, you're going to help me now also with whatever I need. This is to be able to draw upon ourselves all the tikkunim that are mentioned in that chapter on Likud Imran. All the tikkunim of Torah and all the tikkunim of Tefillah. Ad shenizke legavois achdus haposhut mitoch pulos mishtanos. Till we're zoche to reveal the oneness of Hashem from the midst of all the differences, all the diversity. Shezeu b'china shnei k'suvim ha'machishin zezeh. That's what's expressed here in these two psukim that seem to be contradicting each other until the third pasuk comes along and compromises between them. Because all the questions and all the differences that we see in the Torah, the different opinions, v'kol hamachloikes digdusha, and all the arguments, all the disagreements within the Torah, within Hol Sheyesh, bein tanoim v'amayroim, u'bein tzadikim u'ksherim amitim, between the tanoim, amayroim, and all the tzadikim, hakol kedei legalois, shekol hapu'ulois mishtanois, nimshochim e'echod ha'poshetz borom. All of those arguments and disagreements are all to show us the oneness of Hashem from among all that diversity. Because we know that the Gemara actually says this, that when you have two rabbis that are disagreeing with each other, the Gemara says, Elu vo'elu divrei Elokim chayim. These people who say kosher, and these people who say not kosher, it's all divrei, it's all the word of Hashem, the living Hashem. And it's brought that the first letters of divrei Elokim chayim spell the word Echod. These two who seem to be saying, he says he can do it, he says he can't do it, it's all one. It's oneness. It's coming from the oneness of Hashem. And that oneness has the ability to split out into all kinds of diversity.